From Washington, this is VOA News. President Obama is to weigh U.S. options in Iraq. A timetable is announced for an interim government in Thailand. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. U.S. President Barack Obama says his national security advisors are preparing a range of options for U.S. assistance to Iraq as it faces an assault by terrorists. Speaking at the White House Friday, President Obama said the course of U.S. action will become clear in the days ahead. He said no American troops will be sent to Iraq.
We will not be sending U.S. troops back into combat in Iraq, but I have asked my national security team to prepare a range of other options that could help support Iraq security forces, and I'll be reviewing those options in the days ahead.
The president said the militants who have overrun parts of Iraq in recent days are a threat to the Baghdad government and people throughout the country, and they pose an active threat to American interests as well. VOA White House correspondent Luis Ramirez tells us the Iranian government's response to militant fighters is of concern to the U.S.
Certainly that is a concern. White House officials this morning, however, did say that they noted that the Iranian government is itself concerned that this may spiral out of control. They themselves are worried about the activities of some of these extremists. The key now is how to establish the contact necessary to get Iran to help. But Iran itself feels like the situation may be on the verge of going out of control.
The general running Thailand's military government has set a time frame for establishing an interim government. Army General Prayuth Chan-o-cha said Friday an interim government would be selected by August, or at the very latest, September. Prayuth added nothing about who might be appointed to the new government. Further details on these stories at voanews.com. The Organization for Security and Cooperation says the situation in eastern Ukraine remains volatile, with 8 of its observers being held by armed groups. The OSCE is also sending a high-level Swiss diplomat to Ukraine for peace talks, but the diplomatic effort comes amid worrying reports of increased activity by Russian-backed separatist militias in the country's east. With more, VOA's Anita Powell brings us this report from Kyiv.
OSCE spokesman Michael Bachurku on Friday gave few details on the condition of the 8 kidnapped monitors, but said the organization is confident that they are in fairly good condition. He said no group has owned up to their abduction more than 2 weeks ago.
The special monitoring mission to Ukraine has unfortunately not yet reestablished communication with the 4 monitors from the Donetsk team. We do, however, appeal to anyone or any groups that are holding our colleagues to make immediate contact.
Of the 8 abducted monitors, the OSCE has identified the nationalities of 4. They are from Switzerland, Estonia, Turkey, and Denmark. The nationalities of the other 4 have not been made public. Anita Powell, VOA News, Kyiv.
The head of South Africa's Association of Mine Workers and Construction Unions says the group has agreed in principle to accept a new wage offer that could end a strike that has crippled the industry for months. 2 months ago, in mid-April, more than 200 girls were kidnapped from their schoolhouse in northeastern Nigeria. Since then, protests nationwide and around the world have demanded their return, and countries around the globe have offered help, but the girls remain missing. For VOA, Heather Murdoch reports from Abuja.
The girls were snatched from a remote town in northeastern Nigeria on April 14th, and families are devastated. More than 50 girls escaped by jumping out of vehicles and running through the bush, but most remain missing. Amid the international attention, Boko Haram released a video that shows about 100 girls in the bush, and local leaders confirmed they were the kidnap victims. After 2 months, protesters say neither Boko Haram nor Nigerian security forces have given any indication that the girls are any closer to coming home. Heather Murdoch for VOA News, Abuja.
In the World Cup, Mexico defeated Cameroon 1-0 in action on Friday. Also, defending champion Spain is facing the Netherlands in Group B in a game in Salvador. In stocks, the Dow Jones, the S&P 500, and the Nasdaq Composite all fell by a number of points. The Dow lost 109 points to finish 16,734. More at voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.